First, Republican and Democratic members of both the state Senate and Assembly are looking for more oversight of the finances of the Wisconsin Veterans Home at King.
And that was reflected in the budget that state lawmakers sent to the governor for his signature. But Governor Walker used his veto power to keep more authority in the executive branch instead of giving it to lawmakers.
Caitlin Farrell has been following developments at and involving the King's Veterans Home. She's a Capital Times public affairs and investigative reporter. Caitlin, good to have you back.
Hey, yep, thanks for having me.
So how did the governor's veto pen affect what happens at King?
So, I guess in real time, it doesn't necessarily change anything on the ground, but it does eliminate an extra layer of legislative oversight that both Republicans and Democrats were hoping to impose upon the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, which runs the home. Right now, that agency has the power to move money that King generates into other funds that pay salaries and fund other veterans programs. And lawmakers really wanted to be able to have some oversight so they could see when that happens and maybe prevent that from happening if they didn't think that it was fit. But Governor Walker's vetoes now made that not able to happen. So the agency still has authority to move money as they would like to.
And as you were saying, legislators were looking for more oversight into the finances at King. What was their plan before the veto?
Their plan was to have basically to require the agency to come before the Joint Finance Committee and seek permission anytime they really want to move cash away from King, transfer money from the home into the Veterans Trust Fund. And the trust fund is like a revolving fund housed within the agency, and it pays for a number of programs, and it's had some financial deficits in recent years. But lawmakers really wanted to be able to, in real time, give approval or not to any transfers of money away from the King home as that home continues to bring in more money every year.
What's the procedure right now for the Veterans Home at King when it wants to transfer some of that money to the Veterans Trust Fund?
So right now, they can do it whenever they like. The agency can move money in real time to fund other accounts, to pay for programs kind of as they need to. The cash balance is constantly moving and changing. The agency does put out an estimate of how much they anticipate they might transfer in any given year. They do that. It's an estimate only in the budget that is passed. And then every 2 years, the agency does go back to the committee and then just reports how much they did end up transferring. But right now, there's no mechanism for preventing them from transferring money if they need to. It's sort of just an estimate before the fact, and then they can report what they did after the fact every 2 years.
Now, what did the governor himself have to say about why he chose to use his veto power on this and what he believed was the right thing to do?
So Governor Walker's staff basically said that they felt that giving lawmakers sort of this extra oversight authority would be essentially micromanaging the agency. He thought that that process where the agency would have to go back to the committee was duplicating measures that were already in place. And he just reemphasized that he finds that, or his spokesman emphasized that they found that that money is veterans helping veterans, that, there's nothing wrong with that. The agency should have autonomy to move money in real time and to have that flexibility as they wish.
We're talking with Caitlin Farrell right now from the Capital Times, looking at the governor and recent vetoes that affect the way money can be moved around at the Wisconsin Veterans Home at King, looking at how that money could be transferred away. And this all stems from some problems that came to light in the past year. Caitlin, can you back us up and tell us where the concerns came from?
Sure. So there's been a workforce shortage of nurse aides at King, the King Nursing Home, and other nursing homes in the state. But the problem at King has been particularly acute because of the high level of care that's needed for residents there. and because the nursing home is so large. So there's been ongoing workforce shortages, which, you know, has resulted in compromised care to some degree, according to federal inspections and state inspections. And so I wrote a series of stories last year and have continued to write about, you know, various complaints that residents and their families have had, and noting the types of inspections and citations that the home has received from the federal and state government. And so although there are federal metrics that show that the home is doing well and does perform above average, there's been a lot of questions about, you know, how those inspections are done, and we're still seeing, lawmakers are also seeing some complaints and some concerns from residents that because there's not enough staff there, and there's a lot of mandatory overtime, that will affect care.
There have been some tense exchanges between members of the legislature and Department of Veterans Secretary Dan Zimmerman in the past week. What have we heard there?
Sure. So just yesterday, there was a joint legislative audit committee. That's the committee that authorized one large audit of the King home that was released earlier this year. And so there was a committee meeting yesterday to follow up on the results of that audit and to basically ask Secretary Zimmerman whether, you know, he would comply with the auditor's recommendations. But yeah, lawmakers really pressed him because in the past, that agency has been audited before by the nonpartisan Legislative Audit Bureau, and they haven't always actually completed reports that auditors recommended they complete. And so lawmakers really wanted some specific answers on if the agency would comply and when. And so there are some questions about that and also a series of exchanges just looking at what the agency is doing about the workforce shortage and also the morale of staff there.
And it sounds like the secretary, Dan Zimmerman, he painted a different picture than maybe legislators were seeing. He was saying there has been improvement. He shared some stories. Overall, what was his response to how things are at King?
Overall, he says that things are great. He points, like I said before, he points to what are pretty consistently high ratings from the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid. That agency regulates nursing homes in Wisconsin and across the country. Those have been higher than average for nursing homes, although we have seen them slip as there's been some citations against the home at King. But Secretary Zimmerman maintains that care at King is great. He said that, you know, since he has taken the helm of the agency, he took the position in February, that things have continued to improve. And he notes that while overtime is still high and there still is mandatory overtime, he highlighted some initiatives that the agency and he is doing to sort of try to eliminate that and to hire more people. And so, yeah, he was somewhat receptive, you know, to the audit. He wouldn't give any deadlines or specifics on if he would comply with recommendations and when those might be done. But that was basically his response.
And criticism of Zimmerman also came from, we talked about Melissa Sargent, there was also some criticism from Marinette Republican and Joint Finance Committee co-chair John Nygren. What did John Nygren have to say?
So he really took exception to a comment that Secretary Zimmerman made just about whether the legislature should have additional oversight for him to transfer money. So he, along with Governor Walker, says that, you know, he shouldn't be micromanaged, that the financial picture at King is constantly being monitored and the agency should have flexibility to move money. He suggested that the legislature really does already have oversight because they receive this report every 2 years, and also that they sign off on a budget in which the agency makes estimates about how much they plan to transfer ahead of time. And so he seemed to suggest that, you know, this was sort of superfluous and not necessary. And, you know, Representative Nygren took exception to that and said that's not the case, that, you know, the legislature does not have any direct authority over how money's transferred. They don't, they're not able to condone it or give it their blessing in real time. And, you know, lawmakers, pretty much most everyone on the committee from both parties, you know, really asserted that they have the right as also elected officials to, in a co-equal branch of government, to really oversee what this agency is doing, although not wanting to micromanage it, but they really have the right to be able to monitor these finances.
Well, and the veto left some of that power they were looking for in the executive branch. Is there anything else that they're looking for from a legislative perspective?
They did some, no one really gave specifics, but several lawmakers yesterday did note that they can pass a bill. Of course, you know, Governor Walker could also veto that bill and he can go through that process as well. But several noted that, yes, you know, they hope that the agency will team with them to be accountable and transparent with money, but they said that they've noted that at any time they could mount an effort to pass a bill that would give them the oversight they were seeking in the budget, and maybe compel the agency to submit certain reports on certain deadlines. So no specific proposals or timelines on that were tossed out by any members, but that was noted.
Caitlin, thanks a lot.
Yep, thank you.
That was Caitlin Farrell, Capital Times public affairs and investigative reporter, joining us to look at the conflict between the governor and legislators and how to provide oversight for the Wisconsin Veterans Home at King.
Coming up, we'll talk to the director of a UW-Madison program that's bringing college-level humanities courses to low-income adults. That's up next on Central Time.